on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we are given an image to reflect on. And that image is a shepherd. Someone who raises and leads sheep. And what better example for us to look at than Jesus Christ himself in this Gospel of John? That Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the one who is leading the flock to green pastures. Jesus says, "I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." This abundance that Jesus speaks of is not an abundance of wealth and material goods. Because oftentimes, wealth, material goods, things that we are able to secure, take over our lives, so much so that they bog us down. That we cannot see the greener pastures or the plight of others less fortunate than we, when we ourselves only see what is right in front, what we possess will begin to possess us. But Jesus says, "I have come that they might have life." And where does that life come from? From the passion, death, and ultimately the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We heard it in our readings. By his wounds and on his feet, by his wounds, we were given life. We were free to live as sons and daughters of the living God. And so by the passion, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are given life. Through our baptism, given life, water poured, oil smudged, life for us as the people of God. And then Jesus goes on and says, yes, they might have life, have it more abundantly. Gifts poured out freely by a God who loves us. We did not earn them, we do not deserve them, but they're poured out freely for us and our salvation. And so we look to that Good Shepherd to lead us into greener pastures. But how do we look to that shepherd? We must hear his voice. And how do we hear that voice? Yes, through prayer. Through the community that gathers Sunday after Sunday, through the scripture proclaimed in our midst, through the bread that is broken, wine that is poured, yes. And then after we hear that voice, we must listen to it. Listen to it God in God's wisdom, calling us into deeper and deeper relationship with Him, the Good Shepherd, and leading us into greener pastures. Oh, Father, you don't know, my life is so screwed up. No, we probably do. But allow the Good Shepherd to lead. Oh, I'm not good. You know, I don't know about that Good Shepherd thing because I seem far away from the Shepherd. I like to do my own thing and go my own way. Get over that. Because the Shepherd is still going to lead. Oh, but I'm a sinner. I'm not really into that mass thing. I'm not really into praying, all that kind of stuff. Get over yourselves. Hear that from the Shepherd. And allow the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, to lead, to guide into those greener pastures. If Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection does nothing for us, if we look and we say, well, you know, I don't know, I don't have any kind of gifts, I'm not living in abundance, then what was the passion, death, and resurrection for? It would have been futile. Good for nothing. But Jesus says, I have come to give you life. Now live it abundantly. Live the baptismal call that you have to live in the freedom of God's sons and daughters. To live your gift of newness of life for the salvation of our world. Love humankind. Be gentle and compassionate. That's living our baptismal call. We can do that pretty easy in here. Because everyone seems to be of the same ilk. Everybody's praying, they're kneeling, they're standing, they're singing. Much more difficult when we go outside of these walls. But that's where Jesus calls us to. He says, yes, gather, be church. Praise, sing. Do all that the church does. But then go forth and live that baptismal call. Hearing the shepherd, listening to the shepherd, and allowing the good shepherd to lead. Brothers, Jesus says to us today and every day of our faith lives, I have come that you might have life. Insert there where it says, and have it more abundantly. Let us live in the abundance.